Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Kungfuology.com podcast. My name is Jake Newby and with me as ever is Comrade Andy Best.
Tongjiman Hao.
And it's a very special podcast because we are broadcasting to you live from our brand new studios in the China Pavilion at the home of the Shanghai World Expo 2010.
That's right. So without further ado, let's give the official welcome to the Shanghai 2010 Expo.
2010年，对中国、对上海有着特殊的意义。这一年，世界博览会将在中国上海举办，这将是中国发展的机遇，全球人民的盛会。
Better city, better life. Welcome back. And as I say, we are broadcasting to you live from our brand new studios at the top of the China Pavilion at the Shanghai 2010 World Expo site. And it's quite a view out there, isn't it, Andy?
I've got to tell you, I'm impressed. There's pavilions and KFCs as far as the eye can see. And the sky, just have you ever seen a blue sky like that? It's as blue as a gleaming haibao.
It really is something to behold. I mean, you know, I've been to quite a few expos, but this is certainly my favourite one so far.
Yeah, I've only been to one myself, and I've got to say, it's breathtaking. Now, some of you might be wondering how this came about, how we got here, and what happened was, is the in the run-up to the expo, the authorities were searching around, and they sent a clear message from the highest power that the Shanghai Band's Top Floor Circus and Pinkberry were to be the official voice of the expo. Now, back at the office, down in People's Square there, they, of course, had to Google, I mean, Baidu, who these bands actually were. And our names came up right up on the list. And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's right. And I'd just like to take this moment, actually, just say a big thank you to the lovely people at Saft, who, as regular listeners may know, we've not been recording a podcast for a little while. We said we were taking a break. We were taken in by the good people at Saft, who, you know, brought us in for a cup of tea, and you know, they've basically shown us how to hone our podcast and make it a far more harmonious broadcast. And hopefully, that's what we're going to be bringing to you today.
Yeah, we were rusty. We needed a bit of guidance. We needed some coaching on our technique, and you know, it's all come together so well. Here we are. We're looking out over the site. There's thousands of people down there. It all seems to be moving quite quickly, Jake, right?
It's moving very quickly, yeah. I mean, we came here this morning. We queued for about five or six hours, I think, to get in. That was all.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, then we got to the security check. It was about 3 or 4 hours there, which was fine. And then, you know, once we got into the site, I mean, the queues for the pavilions are like, what? I mean, three or four hours maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know,
it's amazing. We're beating the shit out of the, I swore in our life. Can I do that? Wait, can I do that?
We'll harmonise that later.
Yeah, that'll be harmonised, yeah. We are really doing well because, I mean, I was recently at Narita Airport in Japan, and their terrible queues were much longer. And as for the queues into the pavilions, I mean, I was also at Tokyo Disneyland, also in Japan. And to get into pavilions and rides there, it was like 6 hours sometimes. It was really terrible. And, I mean, look at the sun gleaming off the top of the pavilions out there. I mean, Shanghai is here. It's finding its place on the world stage, and the future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Now, we're talking about the bright future. Let's move on now and see what we were doing in the doom, gloom, and horrifically depressing pre-expo era when there was no hope.
Well, I don't really like to think about those days, but I suppose casting our mind back, let's start with a gig that you went to, and which I wasn't at actually, but because my mum was here. But
that's right,
Bang Bang Tang at Yuntang.
Yeah, this is really really casting back here, but they deserve a special mention. Bang Bang Tang are a local indie pop band. When we say indie pop, they're more kind of like stripped down, got folk and jazz influences. I mean, they're guitar and bass. They're very much a musicians band.
Yeah.
You can appreciate a lot of you know, of great writing in there, and Xiao Bai. I almost said Xiao Yo because you know, we've got these big posters of the two official bands here, Pinkberry and Top Floor Circus. But Xiao Bai's got an amazing voice, and it looked at one point like they were going to disappear, but then they pulled themselves up, picked themselves up by the scruff of their necks, much like China in the world, to find their place. And they came back and they had their own party, and it went really well.
This was their first show headlining at Yuntang, right?
Yeah, usually
they've been around for a while, but this is the first time they actually headlined their own show.
They came around on the 0093 multi-band bills, sort of playing along with like 6-7 other bands. And just as they were gaining momentum, they kind of disappeared, right? And then they made their comeback, and this was their first, like you said, big headlining show. Got a great turnout. And they really arrived, although, as I wrote on the blog, there were some sort of organizational difficulties. They had a load of guest appearances, and because it was busy, they couldn't quite pull it off. Lights are a bit dodgy. Poor old Xiaobai was in darkness at some points. But I think the people who were there to see them really, really like them, and I think it was well deserved. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good, because they're a great band and they're lovely people as well.
Yeah.
And speaking of Xiaobai, Xiaobai does guest vocals on a track on the new Stegosaurus CD. And I guess that's the next gig we should have a quick chat about, was the Stegosaurus, or should I say the Stegosaurus, since I have a question mark on the end of the name.
That's right. Does the question mark change the pronunciation?
I'd like to think so. That's going to get really annoying while we talk about this bit, isn't it?
But anyway. Yeah.
But yeah, this was the Stegosaurus. see, that wasn't even in question. Oh, whatever. It was the Stegosaurus CD release party.
This was also at Yu Yintang, and the boys from Stegosaurus were sort of nice enough to turn this into kind of a big party. They brought a load of free pizza for the earlier people to turn up and eat. I wasn't one of the earlier people, so
I think there was a bit of cold pizza left right at the end, if you'd
there was, yeah,
deigned to eat it.
But I mean, if they'd taken tips from the expo down below us, you would see that there's a constant fresh supply of many different forms of international cuisine on hand at any time of the day from many of our fine outlets. But anyway, they invited a lot of established bands, made it a big party. So who else was on the bill?
There was Baby Number 13, there was Rainbow Danger Club, there was Dragon Pizza, and there was someone, Boys Clone Rapes or someone like that. I can't remember their name.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they weren't very good. Baby Number 13, I'm afraid to say that we missed them.
They were a casualty of our late arrival, yes, our but tardiness. Even though we didn't see them, they continue to exist, and people, they did play and people did hear them. So, you know, we'll definitely try to catch this band next time.
Right. So first band we saw were Rainbow Danger Club.
Yeah, I think that's more your territory, for sort of like quick description for our listeners.
All right. I like Rainbow Danger Club. I think they're, you know, they're quite good. They play a sort of experimental kind of artsy kind of rock thing. They've kind of, you know, they've been around for a few months now. This is a new band from the guy who used to be in, what, the Living Thin?
The Living Thin, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. But yeah, they're good. I think they're honing their sound a bit. I mean, they do have, like, I think I wrote this on the board, they pull out all these kind of artsy kind of things, like, you know,
they were playing
the first song, they were playing guitars with sticks, and then the guy pulled out a megaphone and shouted lyrics and, you know, some vocals into the microphone with a megaphone as well, all in the first song.
But they're still very much that kind of like typical sort of like post-rock instrumental, which kind of like swells. It kind of builds and it builds and it builds and it builds, like you know, it's a very distinct genre. I wouldn't call it exactly post-rock because there's very different types, but it's that kind of like big epic swell.
Yeah,
sort of type
stuff. I think, you know, I think they're doing something interesting, and like, I think, you know, they you know, they've got potential. Let's see what happens to them.
Yeah, and then Dragon Pizza.
Dragon Pizza, I always love Dragon Pizza. I think they're great.
Now, this is another band sort of knee deep in the mire of modern genre names and subgenres, because they officially call themselves metalcore.
Right.
But what they have is this kind of like frenetic mix of styles. Yuki
Speed
will like
punk.
Slap the bass. Yeah, they kind of like funk, Red Hot Chili Peppers esque. Jumping funk, slap bass things. Then they'll suddenly cut into like quite heavy metal hard riff. Then they'll cut into a skate punk chorus with harmonized vocals. Then they'll cut into like full on like metally rock riffing. And
they're eclectic.
Yeah,
I think is what we're saying.
And yeah, this sort of metalcore is supposed to blend all these styles, but they're always fast, always energetic, and
they're always great. They're always just top quality. I think you can't help but like these guys. I mean, they really got the crowd going as well, I think. People just can't help but get into them, you know? Like, they're such nice guys, and you can just tell that, and they really love what they're doing, and they play great music.
And as much as the other bands rocked out, this is a kind of reminder as well. And people talk about this a lot with the Shanghai scene, there's the experimental groups, there's the metal scene as well, I guess. But unlike Beijing, there's not that many sort of like straight hard rocking bands, like hard rock or hard punk bands, just straight down the middle. You know, like Subs or, say, Bigger Bang for, like, indie dance rock.
Yeah.
The Shanghai bands tend to go off into their niches, you know, a bit more. And people do, you know, sort of, like, sit up when Dragon Pizza come out and are just a, you know, a loud, hard
just
band, you know.
Out,
and people really like that, yeah.
Yeah. And Yuki actually said on stage at the time that was going to be their last show for a little while, because he's got a job just over there, in fact, at the Japanese Pavilion.
Oh, that's right. We can see that from here. The Japanese Pavilion, which I like to call the Inferior Pavilion.
Yeah, I think that's a fair name. Yeah, but he's going to be working there anyway. But actually, obviously, they're on the support bill for Secret Seven Line, who are a Japanese punk band who are coming in about 2 weeks' time to Yuentang. So I guess Dragon Pizza are still going, which is good news because I really like them.
Excellent. And
who came on after them?
I think it was Boys Climbing Ropes, right?
Do we need to talk about them? They were pretty poor, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, I got to, you know, I mean, joking aside, you know, this is the expo and this is all about optimism. So these are obviously one of our favourite bands in Shanghai. And even when they jump on stage and do four or five songs in a multi-band bill without a massive sound check, they absolutely kicked ass.
Yeah, they just blow everyone away, really, don't they?
Yeah, and yeah, their closing track, Life Knife, which we're big fans of, you know, it doesn't matter where, when, who, how, what, when, where, why. Whenever they play that track, it's just killer. I mean, this audience was a little bit more party crowd, newer, more expats and locals. It was an eclectic mix, right? Yeah. To use that cliche again. But it was a mix. The crowd was mixed and it wasn't a kind of a guaranteed moshing or dancing crowd, and different people a little bit unsure of how to react. But when they...
Especially when there's two bold white English guys diving into them and shouting along to Knife Life, but whatever.
Yes. but anyway, I mean, again, BCR's performance was so good. They got everybody going. Everybody danced, moshed, and it just went off. And they're just... They are... I mean, we say it again and again, but Boys Climbing Ropes are one of the sort of Shanghai-based live shows to catch right now.
Definitely, definitely.
So on to the headliners.
The headliners were Stegosaurus. Is
that right? Stegosaurus?
That's better, isn't it? Yeah, no, you're better at the question mark thing.
Let me try it. This is my drama training, lovey. Yeah. Stegosaurus?
Yeah. See, Andy's had drama training and therefore he knows how to intonate when something has a question mark on the end.
When Clearly, I see a question
I'm
mark...
incapable of doing so.
When I see a question mark, I know what to do. In fact, were it up to me, I would have put an exclamation mark on the expo. So you would have said, the 2010 Shanghai Expo!
I say that anyway. Is that grammatically incorrect? I just get so excited about saying it.
Well, according to our producer that we can see there on the other side of that glass window, giving us the direction into the earpiece, because as we've explained, we're in this marvellous studio here. I'm hearing the correct way to say it is with measured reverence. The Shanghai 2010 Expo.
That was measured and reverential.
Yeah, it didn't have enough gravitas. But anyway, moving on.
But that's because you're Stegosaurus. A foreigner, Andy, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, Stegosaurus.
So, Jake, Stegosaurus?
Stegosaurus, yeah. So this was their party, and this was their CD release. And, you know, it was a Stegosaurus performance.
It was. They busted out the costumes.
Right. There were costumes. There were balloons filled with some sort of glittery goo, which I think ended up on Ho Tom the Conqueror's teeth at one point.
Yeah, that's right.
Showered
yeah.
in it. And there was all sorts of, you know, antics and craziness.
They brought the antics, that's right. Although yeah. the only costume, they did everyone except Haibao, which I've got to take time to say I do not approve. But, you know, next time.
Yeah, in a harmonious way, please.
Yeah, next time we want to see our blue toothpaste looking friend.
Yeah, but I don't know whether you can get hold of the Stegosaurus CD. I don't know how you get hold of it now. Mm. Now that the gig's been gone, but I'm sure they'll have copies around and stuff. If you can get your hands on it, you know the guys have done a really good job of it.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to interrupt you there. I'm getting what's that. Yeah, okay. I'm getting word through from producer Joe here that we've got to take a quick break for an expo story. So what I wanted to talk about, Jake, was yesterday I went down into the site during one of the testing soft opening days, and I met a lot of very interesting comrades from the countryside, from the provinces, fine model workers, the kind of the backbone on which cities like Shanghai sit.
Mm. I imagine they were thrilled to be here, Andy.
They were just loving it, and it's great to give them that free test day to sort of see the fruits of their hard labour.
Well, this is an expo for the people, you've got to remember.
It is by the people for the people. Anyway, we went in, and I joined a group of great people who'd come all the way from Yunnan, and together we went and visited a premier pavilion, the Coca-Cola pavilion.
Oh, now that I've got to admit, this is a pavilion I've not got to yet. I did stand in a queue for 3 hours outside of it, but I didn't quite make it in. I had to come and record this podcast. So Tell me about it. What's
well,
it like?
What we've got to remember here is these are people who are living in a mountainous region. It's not the richest place. I mean, the quality of life is rich and the mountains are full of songs.
Right, and the but, quality of life's got a lot better as well, I think.
It has as well. Since and, you know, you can't really compare what we call quality in city life to the natural beauty of one of the world's foremost points of the Golden Triangle. But anyway,
especially with all those ethnic minorities living in harmony together, I think
they are. I mean, it's very harmonious. Anyway, they don't really get a chance to sort of see what the meaning of like world culture is, right? So, what better? I mean, you know, what better to sort of like sum up, you know, the world sort of the sort of the efforts, the historical, the summation of human history and the peak of our achievements than Coca-Cola, you know, it's the real thing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of hard to sort of express this in words, I guess, but I think you've hit the nail on the head there, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
and so
you had a look around the pavilion.
But the faces of the locals were just like, you know, were just like beaming with joy and pride for China. And this was just momentous because, I mean, you know, this summer, millions of people who would previously never have had the chance to pay 300 renminbi to see what a Coca-Cola can looks like are going to go away very, very happy.
Well, that's the great thing about the expo, you know, it's giving people new experiences like that. I think that's great for them.
Exactly. So, I'm hearing from producer Joe that we didn't mention a gig, the officially chosen gig of the expo, the Pink Berry CD release.
Oh, yeah. Well, are we going to talk about that one?
Yeah, what happened is this is a high-priority expo gig. So security was tight. There was a big rush for tickets. There was so much hype that the security had to kind of secure it for basically what amounted to a private viewing, you know.
Well, not only that, but actually in to make sure that it was totally private, they actually also managed to bump Pink Berry off the bill from a gig the previous weekend, which was Cassette, a Beijing band playing at Logo. Pink Berry had originally been scheduled as one of the support bands for that gig.
But the expectation was so high and there were so many people wanted to get in that tiny bar.
On a Sunday night as well. I mean, you know, this is going to be huge. So thank goodness the authorities had the foresight to, you know, they called in the people at Logo and they very wisely suggested that they take away all the flyers and posters and any promotional materials.
That's right.
For the gig. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that it went on a lot better.
Well, to be honest, you've got to look at it this way. I mean, it's very considerate because if the gig hadn't have gone on at the rescheduled time of 11, how would people have been able to make it in time when they were leaving at closing time over at the expo site, right?
Right, exactly.
So you've got to give those people time to experience everything. So Pinkberry graciously stepped down off that bill and rescheduled to a special private showing for China's proud armed forces and city police. You know, a special free pre-showing. You didn't actually get there, though, did you?
To this
showing, no.
To the private showing?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't invited, actually.
I was. It was special. It was four songs only, done very late and impromptu. A kind of like, you know, an unannounced surprise for the people who turned up for the CD. And later on in the show, we will, in fact, be playing exclusively a song off the CD called Xiao Budian.
Absolutely.
Which is all about, you know, a little high bow. When everyone was calling him Xiao Budian, you know, you're just little dots, affectionate nickname, and how at the end of it, he, you know, he rose up to become an international superstar.
I'm choking up a little bit actually, just thinking
I am too. I mean, I gotta like, let me take a drink.
Have some Coca-Cola, but yeah, I mean, this is refreshing, right?
It is.
But yeah, Pink Berry CD, you know, it's a high quality production. They've done a great job on it. And, you know, thank goodness the authorities allowed them to have the release party they deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, so, Jake, looking out over the scenery here to the pavilions, we've already looked at the...
It's very green, actually, if you notice. There's a lot of greenery everywhere.
Yeah, you know, it's almost as if... If I didn't know any better, I would have thought they painted all the concrete green. It's just everywhere.
No. Are you cynic?
No. I know, yeah. I mean, it's only like... it's only, you know, sort of third-rate events like the Olympics at second-tier cities like Beijing that would do things like spray-paint things green to impress people. Here at Shanghai, we're just blessed with an abundance of overflowing vegetation.
That's absolutely right, yeah. And that's why this is, you know, such a key premier global event and why so many people all over the world are so excited to come to Shanghai and see it.
Yeah, and I'm personally suggesting, I'm petitioning now. In fact, you know, you heard it here first. I'm petitioning for the China Pavilion to be renamed the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Do you think that really does it justice, though? I mean, and
well, you know, producer Joe is telling me that, that I should be using some form of modest understatement. So, yeah, that's exactly the right name.
Good.
Better city, better life.
Better city, better podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Jake, what's coming up then?
Well,
presumably a lot.
Well, absolutely. Coming up is the opening ceremony for the Shanghai 2010 World Expo, which is obviously the only thing I'm really looking forward to. But there's a few other sort of inferior, minor cultural things going on, I think, here and there. But
okay.
Do you want to talk about them, or should we not really bother, just talk about the opening ceremony?
Let me see. I think we have got quite a bit of time left, so we should do our minority comrades and working folks a favour.
All right.
And talk about people. Some of the things they're doing in celebration of the expo.
All right, let's serve the people. So, starting off tonight, there's the Northern Europe Rock Showcase with four kind of punk/rock bands from Northern Europe, obviously.
At Yu Yin Tang.
At Yu Yin Tang. After that, on Wednesday, there's a rescheduled New Faces Underground show featuring friend of the podcast, Ho Tom the Conqueror. And if that name doesn't get you out to see him, then what will?
Yeah, but I'd actually like to talk about this before, because I kind of like went along to a show at Fanfare on Fa Hua Jun Lu recently, which was a kind of singer-songwriter night. There was a full band playing called The Spondees, but I didn't see the whole night, but we did catch Ho Tom the Conqueror.
We did.
And I was actually really, really impressed, because when I was sort of back living in Calgary in Canada for a while, this kind of style was a big thing. This kind of like beat generation, spoken word, like long form prose poems, storytelling mixed in with some sort of like folk songs, and there's a lot of humor, a lot of emotion in there. And, you know, you don't really expect to see that in China, because it is a different time and a different culture,
sure,
there, right? But, you know, this is Tom's style, and he does it very, very well. He's got the chops, he's got the voice, he's got the poems and the interludes, and his songs are genuinely funny or touching. And, you know, I'm not just, you know, kissing ass here, but I was really blown away. I was really surprised.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. I mean, I've seen Tom play, you know, quite a few times now. But, I mean, he was particularly good at Fanfare. But, no, I think he's great. And, I mean, you know, he is a mate, I have to admit, so I'll declare that interest. But I do genuinely think he's a quality musician, and I love his songs and what he's doing. And I should mention as well that if for some reason you don't get to see him this Wednesday night, he's playing regularly now on Mondays at Anar in the front room there. So
yeah,
get down to see him.
But, on Xing Fu Lu.
Right. But this Wednesday he's going to be on the stage at Yu Yin Tang, and he's going to be there with the Spondees and the Gouda Boys, so get out and see them. I think it's free as well. So
yeah, New Faces is a free night.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something else on Thursday. I think it's a French punk band at Yu Yin Tang. But after that, big gig of the weekend is Friday, which is the revitalization of Shanghai rock.
Yeah, and what you can't see now is that all our graphics in our new studio are now like flashing up. This is the big one. It's the on the eve of the official opening of the 2010 Shanghai Expo. And dare I say it, it's the official opening party.
Absolutely. So who have you got? We've got Momo, Candy Shop, Double Control Wear, Little Nature, FAF. Have I missed anyone?
No, that's it.
Rumours are Highbound might make an appearance though. But
now come on, Jake. Don't be irresponsible and start a riot.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So revitalization of Shanghai rock, this is a big one, right?
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is the last show at Yu Yin Tang before the official opening. It's the night before the opening of the 2010 Expo. And it's a special show to showcase just how far that these sort of purely Shanghainese local bands have come in the past couple of years. So we'll give you a quick rundown of the bands. We'll go reverse order, starting with Forget and Forgive, who we've talked about a lot, but Jake likes these two.
Yeah, I love FAF. I think they're brilliant.
They're a commercial emo band.
Yeah.
It's guitars, it's heavy, people rock out and pogo at the gigs, has very catchy choruses, and their singer, Xiao Ding Ding, has a great voice, great hooks, and he really gives it their all, and they're really coming into their own here.
Yeah, definitely. I think they really are. I think, you know, a few more months down the line, they sort of hone those songs, get a few more songs, get a headlining set going, I think they, you know, I think they're a quality act, and you know, the kids dig them.
So if thrashy yet melodic, sort of modern emo is your
thing. There's a guy who just shouts as well, which is great.
Yeah, they've got a dedicated screamer.
Right, I love that.
Yeah, next up is another side of the whole emo genre, emo core, which is Double Control Wear.
I think you've mislabeled them genre-wise there.
Oh, I'm sorry, extremer.
Thank you. Yeah, Double Control Wear, who have recently replaced a guitarist.
Yeah. There's a funny story about this that did I tell it on the pod already? That during one of their gigs, so
people will listen to it again.
Double Control Wear, Double Control Wear are a much heavier, thrashier emo band. They're dark, they play hard, and the kind of instrumental sections are really almost like speed metal from the 80s. And then they have these great hooks and catchy choruses too.
They kind of go from extremes. You know, from one extreme to another.
Yeah, very extremely extremo. Anyway, I really like them. And the singer, whose nickname is Naka Naka, which is like Jong Jong in Chinese. He pronounced it in the Japanese way for some reason, considering that, as we all know, at the time of the expo, that's a little bit inferior. But anyway, he's just a great guy. He's got all the chops, the personality. He's intense as hell. And if you go onto their Douban page and you read the Chinese, he's got a very specific sort of like set of influences and theory about sort of music and honesty. It's quite an interesting read if you can read the Chinese, but his band were, you know, not quite up there. You know, a couple of the guitarists are a bit on the young side, and they were sort of dicking about a bit on stage, for want of a better word. And at one point, I actually saw Naka Naka slap the guitarist up the backside of the head for not paying attention.
It's kind of like Naka Naka is the China Pavilion, and the guitarist is like, I don't know, the Japanese Pavilion.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, they've since then replaced him with another guitarist, and that guitarist has actually moved on to second, actually, which is another story. So he's still doing his thing. But anyway, they've got new band photos on now. Their demos rock, and you know, they're still like their one little sort of tightening live away from being just like unbelievably good.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna have a breakout show, and it's gonna go off. And who knows? This Friday could be it.
Could be their revitalization, yeah, or their just vitalization, I suppose. But, yeah. Who else we got?
Next
Little Nature.
Little Nature. I'll give them to you.
Thanks very much. I was gonna give them to you.
Beat you to it.
Little Nature. Little Nature. What to say about
start with what they used to be like.
They used to be, you know, sort of. They used to be energetic, sort of catchy punk kind of. You know, and they used to draw a crowd, and they used to send that crowd wild.
Yeah, like three chord pop punk, but like, you know, they played really tightly, and people loved them. Yeah,
right. And you know, well, maybe they need revitalizing more than anyone, any of these bands, in a way.
They've been away,
and you know, they've just, even when they have played, they've not quite been there, I don't think.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about this, but they signed with Soma. Did work on some projects and videos, but didn't really perform that much. They went the kind of the boy band pop route. And when they come back, they've been left behind by the others of the same generation who were signed at the same time. The Momos and the Mushrooms basically have, you know, I've kind of left them behind, to be quite honest. Yeah. But I really hope this show sees them getting back to basics, you know, like a jacked up guitar, three chords, and just a great sort of like live show to rock out to. I want to see them revitalized.
Exactly.
Back to that. So, Momo.
If not, I was going to say, after them will be Candy Shop, and they always bring a great live show.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't talked about Momo, though. So
no, so headliners are Momo.
Yep.
Another band who sort of, they were signed by Soma, as we know, and we went away a little bit, worked on their sound, and came back kind of a completely different band. But yeah, they're going to be headlining. And actually, recent Momo gigs, they're sort of gigging infrequently. But the last couple of shows, they've started kind of getting a little bit of their old... Well, actually playing some of their old songs, in fact. Like,
yeah, that's right.
So, you know, it's interesting. It'd be interesting to see kind of which route this gig takes, whether it's the kind of... You know, I mean, they're still doing the sort of highly polished kind of new sort of poppy stuff, but... You know, they've been playing some of their older material and getting a really good reception from it. So
yeah, which Momo is going to show up? Is it going to be the polished pop Momo of with their songs like My Momo, or is it going to be the kind of the stripped down garage rocky
happy string
sound with songs like Start?
Yeah. Right.
So
and this is at Yuen Tang as well. So with a bit of luck, it'll be the latter.
Yeah, and in summary, this is going to be a big show. It's going to be huge. It's going to be packed. It's going to be packed out with local kids as well. So it's a great time to get down there, experience a kind of an authentic Shanghai show, if you will, although obviously that's all debatable. But again, a lot of these bands have a bit of a pop edge to them. And obviously it's been talked about a lot in the comments on our blogs that a lot of people are sort of craving for something a bit heavier in that. But so I give you Double Control Wear. You know, follow the link on the blog. Listen to Some Just Want Everything, which I think is just a classic sort of emo track or a heavier track. And, you know, give them a listen. Get pumped up for that. And did I garble my words there? I'm not sure.
Pumped up.
I'm getting a message coming through from producer Joe that I'm garbling my words and dragging, and I'm not continuing the sort of the bright, upbeat speech patterns that he coached me on. So yeah, check out Double Control Wear if you're into heavier music, and believe me, you know, let's make it a great show.
There you go. All right. What else have we got coming up? This weekend,
a huge amount of gigs that we're never going to have time to get through. So I give you Jake Newby on speed.
All right. So Sunday the 2nd, big gig is Shosho playing at Yuyantang. Shosho is kind of Kill Rock Stars, avant-garde, indie, electronica, genius, and being supported by Bougie, who I think Morgan said, like, this is possibly the first time Bougie will be playing with a band who actually, you know, a sort of a good fit for them, if you like. Bougie are absolutely fucking brilliant. This is a massive show. Go and see the pair of them.
And also, get their CD reserved and have a listen to the songs first.
It's a quality CD, yeah. Also going on that weekend down at Jujiajiao on the 1st and the 2nd is Mini Midi. And this is a bunch of experimental and noise artists. So Torturing Nurse, Yen Jun, who's like the god of the noise scene coming down from Beijing. And a very, very welcome return for Mr. Ben Hogue, who's back from Africa. And yeah, basically the cream of the crop from China's experimental noise scene are playing down at Jujiajiao at Taotang on the 1st and the 2nd. If you can't be asked to go out to Jujiajiao, they're also going to be playing Mao Live House on the 3rd. If you want something a bit edgy, a bit different, go and see these guys. It's going to be wicked.
And also playing both in the expo site for the UK pavilion and at Yuyantang are...
On Wednesday the 5th.
Are who?
Exile Parade.
Exile Parade, sort of northwestern English, sort of
from Warrington.
Warrington, yeah, Britpop band. Sort of again along the same lines as all the kind of bands that come out of that area, actually, which is where I kind of come out of, actually.
Like,
you know, your Oasis,
Liverpool,
your Beatles,
Manchester,
your
right?
Cast, your Pure Essence, your all the Cast, yeah, or here's an obscure reference, the Lars.
Oh, there she goes. If you know the song, There She Goes.
Yeah, There She Goes, There She Goes.
That
again.
Was the Lars. Yeah.
Who then became Cast. But, you know, I could bore you all day long with bands of the Northwest, so I won't. Anyone else? Come on, let's roll them out.
Well, that's as far as I got.
Yeah.
Who else is playing? The Inspector Clouseau are playing on Monday night at Yuyantang, who are a French, like, bluesy kind of funk rock duo. They don't have a bassist. In fact, they have a song called Fuck the Bassist. And that's been put on by the good people at Splitworks. So get down to see that. You know it's going to be a quality show as well. Yeah, I don't know. There's just shitloads of gigs coming up. Basically, I started writing a post on this today just to sort of, you know, big up the fact that there are loads of great gigs coming at Yuyantang, and Yuyantang isn't shut down at all. It's going to be fine. And then I checked on Smart Shanghai and saw that Morgan had already done it, and he's included all the gigs in there. That's all the stuff you need to know. So we'll link to the Smart Shanghai piece, and he's probably done it a lot better than I could. So there you go. So we're going to play out with a song from Pink Berry, one of the official Expo bands, obviously. And this song, as we mentioned before, is all about Haibao. It is Shaobudian from their new EP, Go Boom. Is that exclamated properly?
No, you did it. You read the punctuation straight of the thing. But actually, there's an exclamation mark after go and after boom. So it's Go Boom.
See, you know, I'm studying you, Andy. I'm going to try and learn from you to be a better presenter.
But I mean, to be honest, learn from Lei Feng and learn from Haibao.
I shall. On that note, here's Pink Berry with Shall We Do. We will see you very soon, no doubt. Bye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
分界线，这个世界太危险，我却视而不见。
Welcome back to the studio, and as I say, we are broadcasting to you live from our brand new studio at the top of the glorious China Pavilion. And we're just looking out at the expo site here now, and I've got to tell you, it is absolutely beautiful.
Stupendous view, Jake. I said stupendous view. We're blatantly going to have to go back and start that again. Go on.
Right. Welcome back, and as I say, we... Did I just go over the levels or something?
No, oh, I was laughing at the stupendous Jew. Oh, okay. Spoonerism.
Sorry. All right. We'll get there in a minute. All right.